Well, praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the prayer experience. You know, while I was listening to the music, I just became overwhelmed with just the presence of God and just how blessed that we are that we can come together and pray. It brought me to tears. And, you know, tears are the sign of a humble heart, and we want to be humble. You know, we just want to be honest before the Lord and to be people that are humble. But we do want to welcome you to the prayer experience, and we want you to please share this video with your family, with your friends, on your Facebook. You can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And if you are live, you can connect and leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. And there's also a prayer experience hotline on the screen where you can call. If you have a prayer request that you need someone to pray about, they'll be there for you. And we just want to start off with Thanksgiving. You know, I'm here in Tennessee today. It is 35 degrees. We've been having a weather that's been in the 70s, even at 80. And today we are 35 degrees. So just thankful to be inside. It's warm. And again, we welcome you. We want to start with Thanksgiving. And it's a very familiar scripture, but it came to my mind right away as I prepared this morning. And it's in the New King James Version. And it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." You know, I got to thinking about the word day. And, you know, we're starting off a new work week. And, you know, we have the ability to rejoice and be glad today, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what's going on right here next to us. We can rejoice and be glad. And notice how it says that we will. And many times when I start the day and I think of this scripture, you know, I just say to God, I will rejoice and I will be glad. So we can do that today. That is possible. And sometimes we just have to choose to do it. It's a choice of our will. But as I looked into this today, the thought came to me that not only is today a day that we can rejoice in, but I got to thinking about the day that we live in, the time that we live in. And I thought, you know, this time that we're in, this season, this very important time, you know, in God's timeline, that we can also rejoice in that day that we're in. You know, maybe we're in the last days. I hope that we are. But this time that God has put all of us in, we can also rejoice and be glad in that day. So I looked up the word time, and I was not surprised to find out that it means not only from sunrise to sunset, but the word day also means time. So there is a time on the Lord's calendar, you know, that he has put us in, and we can rejoice and be glad in this day, this time that we're in. And the very origin of that word day, it also means life, and it means full life. So we think about when Jesus said that he came to give us life and more abundantly. That's the plan of God for us, for his church, that we live a good life, a full life. So this is the day that the Lord made. This is the time that the Lord has made, and this is the life that the Lord has made. And today we're going to rejoice where God has put us for a divine purpose. So let's pray and let's give thanks to God because He's in control. He knows what He's doing. We are here for a great purpose. Father, we just thank You that this is a new day. This is Monday. It's the start of a new week. And today, we can rejoice and we can be glad and we choose to do that. It's not by feeling. Sometimes it's by faith. But Lord, we choose to be glad. We choose to be joyful and to rejoice today. But not only, Lord, in this day that we are in at the starting of this week, but Lord, we choose to rejoice in this day, in this time, Lord, that You have ordained for us. We can rejoice and be glad knowing that we're here for a purpose, knowing, Lord, that You put us here for such a time as this. And Lord, we are thankful that we can trust You and that we can know that it's okay today and it's okay tomorrow because Jesus is Lord of all. And we just declare the Lordship of God in our life this week. Father, we trust You that our steps are ordered of You. But most of all, we want to start this time of prayer off with thanksgiving. We thank You that You're a good God and everything that You're doing, it is good and it is for a great purpose. In the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord. Amen. And now we want to go to the inspired word. And this is Esther. And this is Mordecai talking to Esther. And he said, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But if you and your father's house will perish, yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" So we are talking again about time. We're talking about a day. A plan that God saw from the beginning. He saw where we would be. We're birthed for a reason. We were conceived for a reason. We have been birthed for a reason. We are in position. You know, God's got His people in a position. You know, wherever you are, just know that you are there for such a time as this. And also, I got to thinking about, you know, sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we look around and we think nothing is happening. But God has ordained your steps. He knows what He's doing. He wants us to be encouraged to know that He has put us in this moment for a purpose, for a great plan that He has. So He's telling us that we are here for such a time. And I looked up the word time and it means an occurrence. And it means an occasion, but it also means now. So now is the time for an occurrence, for things to happen. You know, sometimes we look around and we don't see it in the natural. We think nothing's happening, but there is a spiritual realm around us just as real as the things that we can see and feel and hear. There is a spirit world around us. It's very real. Things are happening. God's word is taking place. Things are happening just as God has said. So we don't want to be people that live by what we see. The Bible says that the just, they live by faith. They don't live by sight. So as we read the scriptures, we can know by faith that that is exactly what is happening in the earth, whether we see it or whether we don't. So I want us to be hopeful today and just to know that we're here for a purpose. It's for such a time as this, and for us not to be weary in well-doing, but to know that we will reap if we faint not. Again, we can be assured that things are going the way God has said because He don't lie. He's not a person that He should lie. And so I just want us to know and to just be hopeful to that we are in a place for such a time as this. So let's pray and let's just release all the things that would discourage us, things that would cause us to doubt. and just to know that we are here for such a time as this. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for times that we have wondered, times that we have been in doubt, times that we have been discouraged. And Lord, just help us to know that we are here for a time, Lord, that you have appointed in our lives. We have positions as Christians. We have positions in our families, as moms, as dads, as children of God. We have a position, a calling. And Lord, we want to be in that perfect will. We want to be functioning and doing the things that you have called us to do for such a time as this. So Lord, help us to be encouraged. Help us to be motivated. Just knowing, Lord, that you've planned it all out and it's good. It's good. You have nothing but good for us and for all of humanity. Father, just help us to know that there's a purpose and that there is a plan, Lord, beyond what we can see. But Lord, help us to see what we need to see. Help us to know what we need to know and to not be weary in well-doing, but to keep going. And Father, just to keep living out of the life that's on the inside of us. You know, it's nothing, Lord, necessarily that we're doing except being a vessel, Father, so that you can do your work through us. So help us to just surrender to you today, just the thoughts and the cares and the worries and doubts, and just to know, Lord, that you've got a plan and that it's good and that it involves us. We are so glad, Lord, that we are here today and that we are able to be in this day that you have ordained. And we just thank you again that Jesus is Lord. He's in control. And therefore, we can be glad and rejoice knowing that it's all happening the way that you've planned. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to pray for the church whom God loves so much. And it's Ephesians 5, 16, or 15 and 16 in the King James Version. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." We are supposed to walk a certain way in this life that we're able to walk because we are believers. You know, it's no longer us that lives, but Christ lives in us, and he wants to do that. You know, it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being. So we want to walk as Christians. We want to walk like Jesus. You know, Christians, it's Christ-like. We want to be able to, you know, not just know the scriptures, but to actually live those out. So he says to walk circumspectly. I looked up the word walk, and it means to progress. It means to make due use of opportunities. Again, we don't want to waste time. We want to be progressive. We want to make use of the opportunities that God gives us. And the word circumspectly, it means accurately, and it means to be diligent. And the word redeeming, it means to make wise and sacred the use of every opportunity for doing good. So our prayer today is that we would be able to progress and that we would be diligent in the life that we live, that we would not be foolish. You know, I think all of us can look back and see wasted time, which causes regret, and it can cause us to have condemnation and guilt. And I think it can also stop us and hinder us from moving forward if we're looking at the past and we're having regret and condemnation. Then it almost wants to shut us down. And so we have to forget that. We cannot change what has happened in the past. We cannot go back and get time that has already happened. So we move forward, we walk, and we progress now in the Lord. And, you know, all we can do is just ask God to forgive us of things in the past, or Also, we can ask God to help us to forget things that are in the past so that we can move forward. So our prayer today is that we now begin to be diligent and that we take advantage of the opportunities that God gives us. We trust Him to give us opportunities. You know, we don't want to go out and create opportunities, but when God gives us an opportunity, we want to be sensitive to that. We want to be led by His Holy Spirit in the way that we live. And, you know, God can redeem the time. He can buy back, purchase back what has been stolen. You know, the Bible says that the latter days will be better than the former days. And that goes along with the best is yet to come. And I believe that. You know, God knew that we all needed a Savior. He knew that we would make mistakes. He knew that there would be hurts and there would be disappointments. So again, with God's help, we're able to leave that behind. You know, Paul says, don't look back. You know, we got to press forward. And so we trust God that we can do that today. And if you can relate to that, we're going to pray right now that, you know, from this moment on, that the days will be good days. They will be God days. And He can do that for us. And it starts with a simple prayer from our hearts. Father, we just come to You in Jesus' name. And we thank You that Jesus is Lord of the time. And He is Lord of the days ahead. And again, it's planned out and it is good. And we are included in that. We're so blessed to be included. Father, we do ask You to forgive us for time that has been wasted, days and years that have been wasted. And Father, we ask You to help us to not live under guilt and condemnation and to have regrets, but Lord, to learn from those mistakes and to just trust You that You are the God of yesterday, but You're the God of today and You are the God of the future. And Lord, we just want to live lives that we surrender to You, that we want to present our lives as living sacrifices that are holy and acceptable unto You. So Lord, we pray that our lives would be productive. We pray that our lives would be Your will, Father, not ours, but Your will. And that Your kingdom is coming in this earth as it is in heaven. We want to live days of heaven on earth. And Lord, we can do that because it is on the inside of us. We have received life. And Father, that's everything that we need to walk and to progress and to live this life the way that You've planned for us to. So that is our prayer today, that we don't look back, but we look forward, and that we are people that are hopeful, and that we are expecting good in our lives, Lord, for us and for all those around us. That is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to pray for the nations, and it is in Corinthians 2, 6 and 2 in the King James Version. And it says, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So we're reading here again about time. We're reading here about a day. And God is telling the nations that today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. And when I looked up the word time, it means an opportune or a seasonable time. And it means the right time. And it says the time when things are brought to crisis. So I got to thinking, you know, how many people in the world are going through a crisis? How many people are going through things that I've heard people say it's like the worst time in their life? They've never experienced such intense things going on in their life. And, you know, they're different things. You know, what may be really intense for another person is totally different than what someone else is going through, but it's intense. And so when you're at a time of crisis, now is the time for your deliverance. Today is the day of salvation. God is telling us we don't have to wait. It's now. The time is now. And he says here that I will secure thee. And secure means that he will help you and he will bring you aid. So wherever you are, there is help for you right now. Today is the day for you to receive help, for you to receive the aid that you need. And it even says salvation. You know, salvation is the day of salvation. And salvation means deliverance. Salvation means safety. It means health. And it means preservation. It also says being saved from the penalty, the power, the presence, and the pleasure of sin. You know, the world is involved in a lot of different things. And they are in bondage that they may not even know about. They may think that it's just normal. But I have a feeling that there are people that are tuning in today that God has brought today, that you know you are in a place where you are held captive. You are in a place where you know that you need to be free. And so God is telling you that today is the day of your deliverance. Today is the day for your healing. Today is the day that you can be safe and secure from the power of sin. And so right now you have an opportunity that you can say yes to God, that you can call on God and you can ask him for help. He says, call on me and I will answer you. So I'm so thankful that we are here today and there is an opportunity for you to receive the help that you need from the Lord. Father, we just lift up the nations today, all the people of the world that you sent Jesus for. Because you love the world. Father, we pray that the world will humble themselves and they will submit to you, Father, that they will come out of the pit that they are in and they will just simply say yes to you, Lord. Help people to know that you're just a call away. Help them to know that they can call on the name of the Lord and that they can be saved, that it's easy, that it's not hard, that you are right there. You're a very present help in time of need. Help them to know, Lord, that it's not this big list of do's and don'ts, but Father, that it is calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is where their salvation is. We just speak life to the nations. We speak light and we speak hope to the nations today. Father, I thank you for drawing the nations to you, for drawing all humanity to you, for loving them and knocking on their heart's door. And Father, I pray today that you send them some help. Father, send your church to minister life to the people. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to those around us that need help so that we can direct them to you. And that is our prayer today for the nations. And we thank you for hearing us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And we want to pray for healing right now. I know there's a lot of people that need healing in various ways. And we want to read Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 3. And it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. I got to thinking about all the time that has went by that some of you have experienced sickness and disease in your body. There's been a long time that you have experienced heartache, broken heartedness. You have went through a season and it's been long. Well, the Bible says that there is a time to heal. And I believe that since today is the day of salvation, and that word means healing, today is the day of healing. There is a time to heal. God is giving us an opportunity right now to receive healing that has been provided for people through Jesus. God said in Psalm, he said, I sent my word to heal you and to deliver you from all your destructions. You know, there's many destructive things that have robbed us in our body, has robbed us of health, has robbed us of mental health. There's been emotional hurts. There have been traumatic things that have happened, and it has caused years of wounds, years of hurts. And today is the day of healing. Today is a time that God has ordained through this prayer experience that we can receive healing. Healing means to make full of health. It means a cure and a repair. Healing of personal distress, defects, and hurts. So simply, we want to receive Jesus. His name means salvation. Jesus and salvation, they're the same. And salvation means healing. So we just come together in prayer and we receive the healing that God has for us. And we thank him for this opportunity that today he is giving us to receive the healing that we have in Jesus. Father, we just thank you that we can come to you and knowing, Lord, that the things which we see are temporal, but the things that we can't see are eternal. And Father, Jesus has made an eternal difference when he came and he bore stripes on his body for our healing. That's an eternal difference that he made. And Father, we choose to believe in Jesus. We choose to believe in healing. And Father, by faith, we say yes to healing. We receive healing for our minds. We receive healing for our bodies. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. And Father, we receive it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we are expecting to receive a manifestation of healing in our bodies, in our minds, in our homes, Lord, in our relationships. Today is the day that healing takes place in our lives from all the aches, the pains, the sorrows, the heartache. Today is the day of healing. And Father, just as we came to you to make Jesus our Savior and the forgiver of our sins, we come to you today to receive Jesus as our healer. And Father, we just thank you that it is done. It is finished. Jesus finished the work on the cross. There's nothing more that Jesus can do to heal us. It is done, and we believe in the name of Jesus, and we are expecting to see healing in our lives. We're expecting to see healing in our homes. In Jesus' name, amen. I see the sun shining behind me. We want to just thank God for hearing us. Thank him for this opportunity that we can pray together. We want to thank you for praying with us. And you can subscribe to the free audio podcast. And the prayer experience will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK time here in the United States where I am. It's 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we just encourage you to be back with us tomorrow.
I am.